Kayla, how much are you looking forward to being back home this weekend?
Oh, I'm excited. You know, there's nothing like playing in Caulfield, so it's going to be fun to get back out there. We've been away for a couple weeks, and I'm excited to get the 12th man going again.
Are you taking a look at this Wildcats team yet?
Yeah, they're a pretty good team. They got what, top ten defense in the country, and they got a great offense as well. Running backs, he's something to be. Snell, I believe his name is. He's a pretty good guy. He's pretty good running back.
Surprise you how good they've been so far this season. I mean, preseason nobody was really expecting Kentucky to be 5-0. I guess at this point.
I'm personally not too surprised, just because you've seen as their program has progressed over the past since I've been really keeping up with the SEC and Texas A&M. Every year they've gotten better and better and better. So it was only a matter of time before they came out hot and had a season like this. They're a great ball club, and it's gonna be a fun matchup this weekend.
Offensively, how frustrating was this past weekend at times?
You know, it was really frustrating. We had a lot of great drives and just a lot of times you couldn't capitalize. It is what it is. At the end of the day, we got the win, and that's what football's about, being the team with more points on the scoreboard at the end of the game.
What'd you learn about your team, I guess, that you can, I guess, improve on or maybe use to, you know, moving forward, I guess?
There's a lot of room for improvement, just being consistent. You know, we come out and against some of the best teams in the nation and go toe-to-toe with them, and then come out flat in other games. So really it's just a middle mindset that we need to have, is coming out and stepping on people's throats and not letting up and playing how we can play and not playing at the level of our competition.
Going against them in practice and fall camp, what have you seen has been the keys to the run defense making their strides this season?
I think just maturity across the board. You know, you got Tyrell entering his third year, and you've got Taro year five, and then up front you've got a lot of you know, you got Landish, you got Dalen, all seniors. You know, a lot of experience on that line has led them to, you know, be able to react faster, not think as much, and just play the game.
On the TV broadcast, they said the 12th man's never scored an offensive TD. Is that true? Do you know if that's actually happened before or no?
I have no idea. To my knowledge, no one has. Still working on that one. I'm still
like lobbying Jimbo for a fullback carry if y'all get on the goal line.
Every day. But at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about the rest of the team and, you know, whatever it takes to win. I'm a shot there. I'm a piece of this offense. And, you know, if he calls the ball to me, great. If not, I got to do my job elsewhere to make sure at the end of the day we're coming out on top.
What did Jimbo say to you guys after the game?
Kind of what I said earlier. We have to learn how to really step on people's throats. We can't play the level of our competition. We have to play the best that we can play and go out and execute on the level that we're capable of. Because if we do that, you know, there's not many teams that can stop us. Number one offense in the SEC, and we haven't even played to the best of our potential yet. We've, you know, we missed a lot of opportunities. I personally have still have a lot of room to grow, and it's just once things snap and they start clicking, it's gonna be a scary sight.
How'd you grade yourself at fullback in year one?
Not as good as I would like to have been playing. You know, I need to work on some open field blocking, in my opinion. But inside the box, I feel like I've been doing all right with the ball. I've done all right. But you know, there's always room for improvement. I know I can be better. I know that at the end of the day, it's just I got to stop thinking and start playing.
And talking about the throwback uniforms.
I'm excited. Those helmets are sweet. They've got our helmets out in the locker room. We'll wear those at practice today. Kind of get the feel for them, get them set up right, and I'm really excited. It's a real sharp look.
And speaking about stepping on the opponent's throat, do you feel like that's been something that the team has struggled with these past few years?
I wouldn't say it's been our strong suit.
That's a good answer.
How do you learn how to do that?
It's just the mentality you got to take into a game. I think it happens to football teams everywhere. You go in and sometimes you have a lack of focus because you think someone you're playing isn't the challenge, or there's less emotions going into a game. But I think as the team matures more and really starts to believe in ourselves, that'll start to fall to the wayside. And it's something that's learned over a period of time. And I think as the season progresses, you'll see more and more of that out of us this season.
As the special teams captain and point of pride, seeing what Jayshon did to start off the game?
Yeah, the kick and play. And it's, you know, we opened up a very small hole for him, and he took it about 100 yards. So it's nice to have a guy back there who can make stuff like that happen. Coach Brewer told me before the game that he had watched him do it in high school, and he said, if y'all give him a crease, he's going to take it. And lo and behold, very first kickoff, he took it to the house. And then after that, they didn't kick it to him since.
What's the difference in not having – y'all don't have special teams coaches here designated as one of the assistants. What kind of difference is that when you have an analyst doing it aside from a specific position coach?
There's There's a little bit of a difference, but, you know, Coach Russ does a great job, and all the coaches, they all work together to get us the right game plan. It's a little different not having one coach run them all like Coach Banks did, but, you know, these coaches do a great job, and they get us prepared for the game, and we've been good, if not great, on special teams thus far. We haven't really had any major collapses, and going forward, I see room for improvement.